Hi, this is Tom Senior, reporting from here to there for Go Higher West Yorkshire, and I'm currently with Siân Bex. Now, Siân carries out the same role that I do. She's an outreach officer. I'm just going to introduce her now, and she can tell you a little bit more about herself. So, over to you, Siân.
Hello, my name's Siân. I am an outreach officer, like Tom said, but rather than doing it at Leeds Beckett, where he works, I'm at Kirklees College, which is in Huddersfield and Dewsbury.
Now, you've got an upcoming event that you'd like to share with us. It's actually called Springboard. Sounds very exciting. You are the chief architect of this event, so if you could tell us a bit more about that, we'd really appreciate it.
Springboard takes place on the 14th of November. It's at the Kingscroft Hotel in Pontefract, and it's an evening event, so it's sort of after school time. Starts about 4:30 and will end by 7:30. The evening itself is aimed at any young person with any form of additional need. So it might be sensory need, it might be a mobility need, but the idea is that you come along and we're going to bring along some people who are already studying at university, some people who work at universities, to talk about the levels of support that you can get when you're at university and how we can sort of make it a bit more of a level playing field for your studying.
So, in terms of somebody with disabilities, I think there's more information obviously needs to be spread about that, and people can sometimes, that can be a bar to them actually thinking about going into higher education. So I think that event is really worthwhile for that fact alone. You've also been talking with various colleagues around the different HEIs, the higher education institutions, about this area, haven't you?
Well, we've been speaking to both staff and students at the institution. So we've got a gentleman coming along from Huddersfield University. He's going to talk about all the different levels of support you can get for your studies there, but it's not just about the level of support with studying, it might be support for living independently as well. A lot of young people going to university is their first opportunity to live alone or live with friends rather than their parents, so it's an opportunity to talk about the support that can sort of come into that side of things as well. We've got an absolutely wonderful student coming along to talk for us. Her name is Chloe. She's absolutely amazing. She's just an absolute whirlwind of all the things that she's doing. She's currently studying at Leeds Trinity itself. She also works for the student union when she's there. So she's going to talk about her sort of her journey into education, the sort of the barriers that were there for her, how she's overcome them, and what sort of help she's had while she's at university. So that's going to be really good. We've also got a bit of a guest speaker as well. We've got Hannah Cockcroft, who is coming along. She herself is from Halifax, and she's sort of a multiple gold winning Paralympian, an absolutely amazing young woman. She's going to sort of talk about some of her sort of her life story as well. She studied at local institutions, so she was at Calderdale College previously as one of our partners, and she's going to talk about her, sort of her life really, and how being independent sort of helped her.
I'm going to be there also. I'm really looking forward to the event. So as part of this project with Rhubarb Radio from here to there, I've been speaking to various colleagues, members of the Go Higher West Yorkshire community. What I'd like to ask you is, can you tell us a little bit about your educational journey, perhaps from school through to HE, through to your career at the moment? Because we're trying to get insights into a range of different people and what their individual journey has been like.
Oh, goodness, you've thrown that one at me. Well, I was born up in Yorkshire, and then I moved down to Suffolk when I was about 13. And from Suffolk, I sort of did my GCSEs, did my A-levels, didn't do hugely well at A-level. General studies saved me in many ways and gave me the points I needed to get to university. And I then went on to what was then called the University of Central England in Birmingham. I think it's now called Birmingham City University. And I only lasted a year there. I did town and country planning, but going from sort of a really sleepy Suffolk town to the centre of Birmingham was just sort of eye-watering. I arrived and I was just sort of like, oh my goodness, what have I done? This is just, yeah, complete culture shock. It was just so busy. There were so many people. It was quite scary, really. So I lasted a year and I got to the end of that first year and was just like, I really don't want to come back here. So I sort of at that point looked around and I ended up going to look around a couple of universities. I went to look around Anglia Polytechnic University, which is in Cambridge. So that was a bit close to home. There's not many universities in East Anglia. So I also looked at Huddersfield University, which was where I'd originally from, where my grandma still lived and where I knew a bit better. And also I knew it was a much smaller town. And I went and looked around Huddersfield and I really liked the course. And then I went and looked at the accommodation, which at Huddersfield is quite a long way from the campus, but it is out And it felt a bit sort of, I don't know, I went and I thought, oh, I feel like I can actually step away from a town centre here. And at that point, that felt really important to me. And you look round, it is in what used to be a mental institution. They've rebuilt it, and the buildings are really nice. And it felt just like I was taking that step back. They even had a campus cat. And I was like, do you know what? This is so much more me. And I really wish I'd sort of widened my approach, really, maybe. But I think when you start looking at universities, it's so hard because it's so expensive just to go and visit places that you sort of limit yourself to going to a few. And I think if I'd sort of made that realisation at that stage in my life, but I don't know, maybe nothing would have opened my eyes to the fact that I was not a city person at that point. So I did 3 years at university, got a degree in politics. And then realised that, once again, if you get a degree in politics, a lot of the jobs are in London, and we'd already established that I was not for the city. So I had a year of living in Huddersfield and sort of got a job. I worked in a primary school as a classroom assistant. My mum and my sort of stepfather, everyone worked with young people, so at that point I decided that's probably what I wanted to do. And I studied to be a careers advisor, so I did another year back at Huddersfield studying for that. And then I went and worked in Bradford for the careers company in Bradford, and did, I think, about 14 or 15 years there. So starting off in mainstream schools, then going in working in sort of centres for young people who were unemployed, what they call NEET, so not in employment, education or training. From there, I was really interested in working with young people with additional needs. So I then ended up working sort of in that department. Eventually got TUPID into the council, so which is sort of transfer under present condition. I can't even remember what TUPID stands for, but in essence, they just transfer you across. Worked for the council for 5 of those years, so of that sort of 15-year period. And because that was going into sort of a range of schools, so special schools, units within schools that catered for students with a particular need, but also sort of specialist places as well that were out of county. So I did that, and then I just really felt I needed to make a change if I was ever going to make a change. So that's when I ended up working for NCOP.
Right, thank you for sharing that, Sian. That's wonderful. Okay, last question. If somebody was thinking about going into higher education, a young person thinking about potentially getting involved with Go Higher West Yorkshire, what one thing would you tell them?
I think it would just be to take any opportunity you get given. There's loads of things going on with Go Higher West Yorkshire. You see loads of different people. Things like the summer school are probably the big things. They're really, really exciting. But there's also some wonderful other projects as well that really sort of play to people's particular interests, things like the photography projects, is to come along and talk to us really and see what we've got that might suit you.
That's brilliant. Thanks so much for your time, Sian.